The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion, Hazrat Abi Razin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in a Mishqat, he narrated a hadith that the Holy Prophet, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated that, shall I tell you such a beneficial deed, a very good deed, with which you in this world and the akhirah, the hereafter, you can gather up, smother up, and accumulate all of the good things. What a, alhamdulillah, great. And in this hadith, we see Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, via his companion, given a good piece of news to the ummah. Subhanallah. Obviously, when day by day there are obstacles with regards to practicing the amal of the deen, difficulties, issues to do amal, it's difficult for an individual. Obstacles, barriers, problems. So there, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us such paths, such routes, that Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy can still be attained by an individual. Still be attained. Wherever a deed is mentioned, explained, and especially we should be careful of one thing, that such amal, there will be barriers that will come up. Restrictions, hurdles. And obviously, who brings about the hurdles? How do they arise? It's a very simple answer to that question. Shaitan and nafs are the obstacles. Or they create these obstacles. Certain amal we know happen sometimes. But such wasawis of shaitan, whispering of shaitan, he creates or he whispers in a person's ear and influences the heart. That person becomes weak on that deed. Now here, either he makes a person distant, far from that action, or the nafs, the base desires of the person, that becomes the biggest hurdle for that person to practice that deed, the base desires. So there's no doubt that Islamic reasons that allow a person not to implement a deed, they are there, they're present. They've been explained that these Sharia reasons or factors that may allow you not to practice these deeds, Allah Ta'ala accepts that excuse and gives thawab on top of it, reward. But normally what happens or occurs with us is that Sharia excuses, Sharia restrictions are very few. In reality, it's the restriction or the hurdle of the nafs, the barrier of the nafs. Sharia restrictions, very seldom do conditions arise in a person's life where he has an excuse or a reason or a delay factor that you don't go towards this deed. But the barriers of the nafs, they prevent a person from amal. So on this we need to be very careful, cautious every moment, every second. Insan, this dunya takes him far from amal, and our lifespan is getting shorter. Such amal, such beautiful deeds, if we do not pass the time properly and implement them, then how extremely unfortunate we are at that moment in time. We're extremely unfortunate. Sometimes a person, he should pull himself together, push himself. And due to his deeds, what he does, the opposite, he leaves that deed due to the nafs. So the pious elders have stated that, don't be silent. Rather, what should you do? You should tell yourself off. Speak sternly to yourself. Give punishment to your nafs, to your desires. Give punishment. That, why didn't you go? Why didn't you do this? What was the reason? Why did you stop? This reason? No, this wasn't the reason. The whole reason for this was my nafs. I could have gone. I could have done this deed. Who stopped me? What stopped me? When the answer comes, a nafs, then that person, he should annihilate the nafs. He should eliminate the nafs. And he should do that amal. That amal which the nafs likes to do, he should give that punishment to the nafs in not doing it. For example, if the nafs gets a punishment that give this much sadaqah, Somebody's nafs gets the burden or the punishment that keep fast, observe the fast. Somebody's nafs may get a difficulty because he's observing voluntary prayer. So be careful about these things. That I remember one of our colleagues used to be a bit lazy. So I said to him, okay, every time you make this mistake, then what you need to do on that mistake is £2 or £5 fine you have to pay and bring that fine. Next time it's your turn. We used to have the sheet system and we used to have the rota, isn't it? And everyone used to present. So the brother, he came and he had a big bag and he put it in front of me. I said, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. He said, this, just like you ordered, instructed, I implemented, I kept on putting the money in. I said, any difference? He was quiet. Because his nafs didn't maybe get any pain due to the money. He had money. He said, okay, I sleep, I'll put money in, £5. I'll tell Hazrat Sahib that I gave the money. So be careful. Be careful. And then only the Shaykh can prescribe that. Where will you get the pain for the nafs? Where will the nafs get pain? Because a person, he can get caught out, isn't it? The person who's a bit doing tricks. Then his heart shakes. So I understood that money is not going to give him a problem. So his cure is something else. So let me cure him in another way. And so the meaning of this is that you have to get a bit of trouble to the nafs. Some people, they get the punishment of fasting. He enjoys, because he likes fasting. He said, oh, I observe this many voluntary fasts. And then he starts to count the reward. He starts to count the reward as well. So instead of the penalty, he's taking enjoyment from the fasting. So whenever you give punishment to the nafs and you can't control it yourself, then if you have a link, a connection with a teacher, then you have to explain to him, Hazrat, please help me, assist me, because my nafs is enjoying himself through my lifestyle. So this is what we need to be careful about. So when the punishment is given to the nafs, then inshallah, person's corrected in such a way that he will reform himself and that nafs will steer away from that deed. So what do? Is that when we get weak and we're leaving a deed, then we keep on giving ourselves a chance. Then the pious elders have said, no, when you can see that the time has passed and you've missed the opportunity, the nafs is like a child. It's like a child. Remember, yes, if you give a child the habit to suckle, then even when he's old, he's suckling. He's so habitual. And if the mother doesn't detach him, then even he'll take the... He will still suckle even when he's older. Yes, people have this habit, isn't it? So people, remember, when a person smokes, it's just a habit of the nafs. So this is the point that we need to understand, that we need to grab hold of this problem from day one. Okay, so this is the reason why I'm doing this. So tomorrow, what I'll do is I'll pray this much nafil, I'll give this much money, sadaqah, or you set a fine upon yourself. And then you'll try to control yourself. Obviously the fine, it's a bit severe. And obviously if a person who comes to the company of the Shaykh and then he gets the prescription of how to cure his following the nafs, he might get severe. So such amal, in regards to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he's given the good news to us. Alhamdulillah, me and you, all of us. Does it make sense to leave that deed? Tell me. Does it make sense to leave that deed? It doesn't make sense. So brothers, such a big piece of good news, as Abu Razin radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, shall I not tell you a deed? That after implementing that deed, the dunya and the akhirah, you can gather up and accumulate the good things in this world and thereafter. Few times this hadith has come front of me, I feel like time and time to read this hadith, dunya and the akhirah. Tell me, if the Holy Prophet is saying world and the hereafter, the good things, the goodness, then what will not be included in that? What will not be included? What else will be left? What will be left after that? Tell me. Will there be anything left? Such a great ni'mah, Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you will gather, accumulate and have. So obviously, that's how much benefits and rewards. So who can reject such a deed? Should we leave a deed, brothers? We shouldn't leave it, should we? Yes, there's nothing forcing us. Remember, nafs, as I said, the desires. It's all the nafs that stops us. There are very few sharia excuses. Sharia excuses are very few and far between. It's the trickery of the nafs that stops us from practicing. Remember this. So Hazrat Abi Razin radiallahu anhu, he was an ashik, a love of the Prophet. He said, Ya Rasulullah, alhamdulillah, this is such a great statement that what better can there be than this in our lives? Please tell us, what is the amal that deed? Now, he didn't see that is that the deed to perform the night and the morning or 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock. No, it could be any amal. It could be any deed. So we need to try to attain and gather this deed and do it. Yeah? So such a great reward behind this deed. But there's one point here, is that we need to make our yaqeen strong. That's what we need to do. Strengthen our certainty. I swear by Allah and say this, that this hadith, a person, if he has yaqeen on this, then subhanallah, alhamdulillah, then it'll be Eid for that person. Eid, celebration. Eid. Why? He should be totally lacking any fear, any worries, if any problems are coming, difficulty coming. You say, no, the guarantees come. There'll be goodness in everything of mine. Remember this. Remember this. Well, we, after listening to such hadith, if a difficulty comes, isn't it? Or a problem comes, then we think, oh, yaar, this is a problem. But remember this, that in this condition, if you're doing that amal, that deed, and after that a problem comes, a difficulty comes, I swear by Allah. And say to yourself, I swear by Allah, O nafs, there is goodness in this for me. There's goodness in this for me. Subhanallah. And this problem, that it looks like a problem, but the Prophet ﷺ said that such a distress maybe is coming to me, but the goodness is coming to me. Allah Ta'ala is opening the door of Jannah, and the door to Allah Ta'ala's nearness is going to come through this path if you do that amal. Oh, what a great, great negative thing has gone far from a person's mind. And this is what happens, that when we hear about good deeds with good rewards, then we take the pencil and paper. Everyone's sitting, isn't it, with a pencil and paper. You're listening, the sisters, etc., women, folk. What amal is this? What deed? Your life will be made by chance. It happens that life is also revolving through the corridors of circumstances and problems. So if a difficulty arises, a barrier, second day, third day, fourth day, then suddenly the shaitan instills the waswasa onto the heart. Remember this. Yeah? We listen to the bayanat of our shaykh, or listen or go. Then after that, shaitan injects waswasa, whispering. I swear by Allah, the shaykh's majlis, everything good comes from the gathering of the shaykh. All goodness. Yes, but many people, they leave lacking hope and they are dejected. No, don't be dejected. If something is discussed or presented which is against your style or manners or habits, or you got a doubt in your mind, or I'm doing this, it's a loss for me. Never think like that. Everything that Allah and His Rasul and His deputies, whatever they sent to us, give to us, is for our goodness. It's for our goodness, for our well-being, betterment. Subhanallah. But due to lacking certainty, we tremble, shake. Oh, no, this was a good thing I was doing, and that's now being sealed and closed. That's a loss for me. Never will you get lost. That shaykh, the majlis, when he says something, gives nasiha, advice, and maybe it's not according to your manners or your habits or your lifestyle or your temperament. Yeah, and you see there's a loss maybe, or this has happened, I've gone downhill. No, say 100%. This cannot be the case. Rather, what is it? Allah Ta'ala has given me goodness via this prescription of my teacher. Subhanahu, through these words. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, when a number like this comes to us, with goodness beyond goodness, then a person should be grateful to Allah, and he should implement that deed. And after that, if good times come, or bad times come, or danger, things occur, be grateful, Allah, you have made me implement that deed about which your Habib Sassam gave a guarantee that after this deed, dunya and akhirah, all the goodness of the dunya and the akhirah will come to my name. So whatever I consider as good, that is not good. Whatever you consider Allah good is good, most definitely. And if this was not the case, then what would be happening in my life? If this was not the case, then I don't know where I'd go. So this is another question or doubt that I'm just going to discuss, that when there's a deed and there's good news from the Prophet coming after it, and any conditions negative come about in your life, then what do we say? Alhamdulillah, this is goodness for me. This is goodness for me. This is not a loss. Whatever loss you see, issues, problems, but most definitely my benefit will be in this, and this dunya and the akhirah, I can accumulate and gather the rewards. Yeah? It may not look outwardly like goodness or positive result, but what will happen, alhamdulillah, is that in that deed you'll get more enjoyment. And if this negative thought arises, why did this deed, and I thought there's goodness in it, but now I've gone into reverse gear materially. Yeah, in terms of the world. But if you have left low yaqeen, low certainty, then you'll reject that deed, or you'll start to leave that deed. You'll be weak, isn't it? Yeah, maybe the money will go from you, or the wealth. You'll leave salah, the fadail of salah, all the amal of the deen. There are many amal, many deeds, with so many fadail. There are so many fadail of salah, virtues. Can we imagine? The life initiation with salah, and our akhir, the end is salah as well. The beginning and the end is salah. Everything in between is salah. Such a great ibadah, the greatest worship. The Prophet ﷺ, when he departed this world, he said, don't leave salah. Isn't this the case? So every person who's a musalli, who prays salah, should have yaqeen. Said, if we don't have belief, conviction, if I pray salah and I'm praying just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to, after that, if any problems are coming to me, my requirements not being fulfilled, then alhamdulillah, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Inshallah, the good result will come. The good result will emanate. Yes, we then, as a result of problems, we leave the ibadah. Oh, I'm praying salah, my life's not improving, I started to pray salah, I started to pray tahajjud, and look at fadail tahajjud. Fadail tahajjud, we start to pray ishraq. Look at the virtues of ishraq. Those guarantees, have they gone to waste? No, they are there. We don't understand when we've got problems and issues and distresses and worries. Allah says, these are the paths to get to success. Yes, so the namazi person who prays salah will say, Allah will say, you stay here. You didn't have yaqeen in what I said. You were afraid. So circumstances, when they arise, Allah says, I give the circumstances. A person, he gets promotion. And the angels say, Allah, that this person was implementing that deed. And you gave him difficulties and problems. Allah says, yes. Totally correct what you're saying. You were doing amal and you had problems, difficulties. So I'm giving that person double thawab reward. Double thawab. Double reward. So never get afraid or shake due to the problems or the tests or the trials. Rather, what should you do? You should stick to that deed that you've attained. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And if these things are coming, then this is our lack of yaqeen, our lack of certainty. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's it. So now let's come towards the amal, mashallah. Let's see what the amal is that emanates. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Lottery. Yes? What a great deed. The results are coming. So all of the fear and the worries have now been limited. Whatever amal comes now, we'll implement it, won't we? Yes? Yes. Otherwise we don't have yaqeen, then we're still like monkeys and animals. And whatever problem comes, say it. Whatever problem or worry comes, inshallah, we will not leave this amal, this deed. Say loudly, inshallah. Yes, that's it. End of story. Yes, where Allah's Nabi has said something, the goodness of the world and the hereafter, gather them, accumulate them. You haven't even started that deed and all the goodness comes. He says, oh, why didn't this desire of mine get fulfilled? Oh, madman, rather than this desire of yours or requirement, understand this is goodness for you. It's not a loss. Allah Ta'ala is taking you to His protection. So Abu Razin radiallahu said, Ya Rasulullah, he asked, he requested, please tell me what is the amal. Then the Prophet explained that deed, the amal. Shall I tell you that deed in presenting your service? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah said, Abu Razin, this deed I will explain to you. Note it, make a note of it. Alayka bi majalis dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Alayka bi majalisun dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Alayka bi majalisun dhikrullah. Oh, Abu Razin, remember this point. The amal that I'm telling you, that deed, what is it? That the Ahlul Dhikr, their gatherings, never leave them, never discard them. Subhanallah. Tell me. And those who attain these gatherings, should they cry, I can't do this now, I can't do that now, Allahu Akbar. If when he goes to the majlis, the rite of the majlis, after going to the majlis straight, go and pray 2 rak'ah nafl. Grateful, being grateful. And me, I'm your friend. I'm your older brother. So I always do this. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. First and foremost, what I do? Yaqeen of yaqeen. First and foremost, I go. And when the concludes the gathering, why? Because you have to increase your certainty. Conviction, I have so much yaqeen after hearing this hadith that I will do the action that maybe from morning until evening, the amal I've done, I don't know if they accepted or not. But this amal, this deed, this has made my life. The gathering of dhikr. It's made my life. It's particularly, it's about yaqeen. First and foremost, after the majlis, after gathering, I go and pray 2 rak'ah salah. I don't do any other action. Straight, I go to my room. Alhamdulillah. And from such a long time, this is my habit, my practice, and then I'm grateful, Allah. And Allah, you promise, la in shakartum wa la azidannakum. If you're grateful, I'll give you more over and above that. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So Allah's karam, mercy is what? So Allah says before sleep, then Allah gives more dhikr. Allah wants to do more dhikr, Allah gives power, go and do some more dhikr, sit down, then sit up and do some more dhikr, sit down, do more dhikr. It's for taqwa, for your strengthening, your iman. I'm discussing and sharing these points. Will you do it? Will you leave dhikr now? Will you neglect it? Majlis dhikr, dhikr in isolation different. This is the gathering of dhikr we're speaking about. The way you see four brothers are sitting, men are sitting, and you've got nothing else to do, what else they're doing? They're just doing dhikr. Go and sit down and join in with them. Allah's Nabi Sallam was surprised. Allah's Nabi Sallam was surprised. What are they doing, the Sahaba? What are you doing? He asked this hadith. And they were a bit taken aback, maybe a bit afraid. Oh, have we done something wrong? They look at each other. The Prophet Sallam is unhappy. What were you doing? What were you doing? Our Prophet Allah said, we weren't doing anything. What were we doing? What were you doing? What is the amal you did? What was going on there? What was going on? Yes, for example, somebody asks you, that somebody says, what are you doing? Some elder comes and asks. So Allah's Nabi says, they said, the Sahaba, our Prophet of Allah says, we were doing nothing, we were just doing the dhikr of Allah. Then they were asked again, definitely were you doing this? Dhikr of Allah? Really were you doing this? They said, our Prophet of Allah says, may we give everything to you, that we were doing this, we were just remembering Allah, nothing else. Then Rasulullah said, that do not fear, do not be taken aback, don't be distressed, that I am surprised. And I'm surprised, why? What did I ask you again? I'll ask you again. I'll tell you and explain to you. I was surprised because this majlis, that I saw the Allah's rahmah, mercies, and the angels that they were coming down to this gathering. I was surprised, amazed that what action are they doing? That Allah's karam is upon you. The whole masjid is there, it's got blessings and such karam and mercy of Allah upon them. What are they doing? So with this surprise, I asked again the second time. The reason for that was that really, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr that you are doing? Really? Verily? Such a great action. So this majlis of the dhikr of Allah, tell me that we come in the morning, say Alhamdulillah, we come in the evening, Allah Ta'ala has brought us now as well, thousands of waswasa will come, whispers, but remember, when you get up from here, then you will have gathered and accumulated the goodness of the world and the hereafter. Remember this, if maut comes, no worry. If Bibles will present this hadith for Allah, Allah, where are you taking me? Allah, this hadith, we did this amal, this action. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah, this is the deed I did. Please, Allah, I swear by Allah, Allah, that due to the love, Allah says, you did out of love. Yes, Allah says, I want you to see how much love you had with this amal, that look how I turned your direction towards Jannah, towards heaven. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah Ta'ala's promise is not enough for us. How long does it take to attend the majlis gathering? What would me and you have done if I didn't come? What would I have done now? Tell me. What would I have done if I hadn't come to this gathering? Nothing. I would have done nothing. I would have taken the phone out of my pocket and wasteful actions I would have done and nothing else. I would have found him or that person. I would have gone and stood somewhere, gone to the masjid. Four or five of us would have stood and had a chit chat. That time that you're spending now, that we would have spent more time than this majlis and other activities. Why? Because nafs and shaitan have prevented somebody to come. But now we're not going to stop because the hadith has come to us. So if you are leaving due to your desires, may it not be that sharia factors come and give you excuse. If you have health and iman and you are able to, you have the energy and the power, that you can hasten to the dhikr of Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this majlis, this gathering, oh, it's too far away. Oh, I did it. I can go this far. Who can go that far? Who can go to Makkah Masjid? Who can go to Aisha Masjid? No, don't say that. Say, what's the harm in going? Don't you know? Say to the nafs, the foolish nafs, my desires. Think, oh foolish nafs, that Allah's Nabi said that the world and the hereafter, all the goodness I'll attain. So if I go to the masjid near to me, I'll get more. But if I go to a masjid further away, then according to that, I will attain. Thawab will increase so many times over. Yeah, let's go and sit down, and Hazrat Sahib will be there, we'll be in his great company, and there will be 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, an hour and a half, then we'll come home and do what we need to do. So inshallah, alayka bi majalis dhikrullah. Never consider that you're not going to go where the whispering of shaitan comes, shaitani thoughts comes, influence comes. No. Alhamdulillah, after every majlis, say, Allah, please keep this gathering continually for me to attend. That's why and go and sit with the people who are doing dhikr Allah. Please allow these majalis to continue. If these majalis, they discontinue, you know what this means? If the majalis stop, what does this mean? Then when these majalis will stop, then consider then consider and understand the extreme generation of fitna, Dajjal. Allah knows the signs of the Qiyamah will have started. If the majlis stop, when the gatherings of dhikr of the Ahlul Dhikr, when they cease to occur and they stop, and as the majalis reduce, remember this, then Allah Ta'ala's ghadab will start to increase at that time. Why? Because look how many sins must be committed at this moment in time in the dunya. Isn't it? I'm talking about the dunya, the world that we're living. Allah Ta'ala owns it. Everyone's a human being, creation of Allah, and such sins are being committed at the moment. So Allah's ghadab, it descends. Allah's wrath. And when Allah Ta'ala's wrath or anger descends, Allah Ta'ala sees or sends this wrath. Allah Ta'ala sends this. So for example, in this dunya, if a part of the earth, if there's people of doing dhikr in a majlis, dhakirin and dhikr, they're doing dhikr, remembering Allah, then Allah's rahmah, mercy, stops that ghadab, the punishment. It doesn't allow that punishment to descend. Subhanallah. So when if you come in the morning, dhikr, you're sitting in the masjid, then subhanAllah, imagine what tragedies or calamities may have been in our destiny to occur in the morning. Issues and problems were to occur, we don't know. With our children, with ourselves, in our lives, alhamdulillah, when a person remembers Allah and departs in the morning, then rahmah, mercy of Allah, prevents all of the issues from occurring and all the bad, negative things are stopped. But the nafs says, no, why go? Just sit here, do dhikr here, do this, do dhikr there or here. So brothers, we are in need, we're dependent on dhikr, alhamdulillah. It's not just this, that these are the gatherings except on their own, and those who are far from us, when they sit online, they are also included in the majlis, in the gathering. Totally in the same way, the sisters, the men folk, they get the same thawab, the same benefits of woods. It's very, very easy. We're sat here, we've come, where are they? MashaAllah, even in their bed, the women are sitting with ease. They don't even come out of the bed in the morning. They're sitting, they put the open the take the phone out, and they listen to the majlis. Yes, and they're getting the thawab, the reward, and the Allah Ta'ala's choice. But the women folk don't even do this. They're sitting in bed with their phone, and they're leaning back and scrolling through the phone. But subhanAllah, there are women folk who are doing the same action but listening to dhikr, taking the benefit. It's easy for the women folk. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that these hadith and sayings, when they come to us, especially my brothers, this is a great mercy of Allah, great favor of Allah upon us, great reward of Allah, that today in this day and age of fitna, I say this time and time again, because Allah's rahmah, His fadl, that we should be grateful for His mercy and His rahmah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, you should be grateful for my ni'mas. It's impossible that Allah, how we've come here and you made us used to doing this, how we arrive to the gathering, how we do dhikr, my Mawla, and the enjoyment we take, and we get a great benefit. We have no need for anything else after dhikr Allah. And you've promised yourself that you will give goodness and take the problems away. Whatever you give, Allah Ta'ala, that everything you give will be good beyond good. What can we ask from you after this? Subhanallah. This is correct, isn't it, brothers? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Okay, so let's start to do some dhikr.
La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على دينك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات اتبع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا الله ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما يا الله ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما يا الله ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمر همهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دمرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا ہمارے اس مسجد کے ساتھ ہیں محمد بھائی ان کی ماسی کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے ہندوستان کے اندر ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے لیے آنے والے مناظر احسان فرمائے پسمان کو اللہ تعالیٰ صبر زمین نصیب فرمائے ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم دمر همهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياه منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.